It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A new report from the Labor Department showed weak job growth in July and revised data to show a labor market that was nearly flat in May and June. The jobs report is just one indicator, but it has been seen by many economists as a potential warning of a slowdown in the U.S. economy. The report, released Friday morning, updated jobs data from earlier this summer and cut the estimated number of new jobs to small fractions of what the government initially reported. Axios calculates that these new figures show America's job creation over the past 3 months at just over 100,000 jobs total, the lowest three-month amount since the COVID-19 pandemic. Those are national numbers. What does it all mean for Wisconsin's economy? Menzie Chin is professor of public affairs and economics at UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs and the Economics Department. Menzie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, good to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Well, you live and breathe these reports, Menzie. Big picture, when you saw these numbers come out on Friday, what did you make of them?
Well, I think the thing to point out is that the first number is something that you should never extrapolate too much off of. So the fact that you had only 73,000 jobs created when the consensus was 100,000, well, you got to understand that the government will revise that number twice, you know, in each succeeding month, and then there'll be a big revision like a year down the line. So 73,000 versus 100,000, not a big deal in and of itself, but the fact that the preceding months were revised down meant that you had this, you know, this drastic change in the trajectory that you saw. And so if I look June through, you know, from March to June, you know, you might have thought 150,000 jobs were being created each month. But afterwards, you know, something under 100,000, you know, by my calculation, about 64, depends which series you count. That's a big change. And that is what the markets reacted to.
What can we read into that? There's been concern that, hey, we might have a job slowdown sometime soon. Question marks like tariffs, labor and immigration, things like that. Again, this is just one indicator, but looking at those revised numbers, what does it make you watch for in the months ahead?
Well, I think, you know, if we look back and sort of deeper into the numbers, I mean, there's two issues that come into play. First is that, you know, if you look at the numbers, just raw counted numbers of jobs, there's this question about how you deal with seasonality. And, you know, there's no perfect way of dealing with seasonality because there's, you know, each year is slightly different. You know, each September is slightly different. But you want to get rid of that seasonality somehow. And that's an imperfect process. And, you know, like severe winters can distort those numbers. Things that are one off or changing times in terms of when the school year starts. Those things can throw off the readings. That's probably part of it, particularly with respect to government jobs. The other half, well, you know, it's hard to say. And part of the issue that's longstanding preceding these numbers is the fact that the first responses, when you call up people, you call up firms, that response rate has been declining. Mm-hmm. And so the accuracy of the numbers that we get when we call up these firms and ask how many people are employed, how many jobs do you have, that's been decreasing over time, ever since the pandemic, maybe even before. So you have several problems that could be driving these surprise results. On the other hand, I'll say that the 73,000 jobs in the, you know, versus 100,000 expected, that's, you know, in some sense, that's not super, super outside of what you would expect in terms of, well, we'll get more information later. These numbers will be revised over time. So, you know, there are several aspects of this that make it such that you don't want to say, you know, our system is broken in terms of counting jobs. I would say if you look at other indicators, like we have another survey that calls up where people call up people, households, and ask how many people in your household are employed. And when you count up the numbers there, then that too is a series that's flattened out. In fact, it's been decreasing over several months, but it's a very noisy series, so we put less credence in it typically.
Before we try to bring this all home to Wisconsin, I want to look at President Trump's reaction to the release of these numbers, firing the person in charge, the commissioner in charge of bringing these numbers and releasing these reports. And the president's National Economic Council director, Kevin Hassett, says, hey, that's just the first. There may be more changes. The president wants his own people there, quoting. So we see the jobs numbers that are more transparent and more reliable. What do you make of that decision to fire the person after this release of numbers that weren't desperately terrible, but not shining job numbers here?
Well, I think it's a terrible, terrible decision because first of all, it's completely unjustified. The commissioner really doesn't have the power to change these numbers per se. I mean, they're generated by 1,000 people working within BLS. It would be hard to manipulate these numbers. Now, you might say, well, could have done a better job. Well, one of the things that's underlying this is that the government statistical agencies, not just BLS, but the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the Census, have been starved for funds. Over time, their funding hasn't kept up with inflation. That's a problem that preceded this event, but it's going to get worse with the cuts that are being proposed. And so it's completely unjustified. It destroys the world's faith in our economic data collecting system, because, you know, what's the incentive for the next commissioner to do an appropriate, you know, job of managing the data? It's certainly not in the right direction. And, you know, as NEC Director Hassett has pointed out, this is just the first in a step of, in I think many people's views, just dismantling the statistical agencies so as to, you know, sort of eliminate any bad news that could reach the president and the press and the media and popular opinion. So it's on no count is it justified. No count is it a good thing.
Economist Menzie Chin is with us from UW-Madison, looking at the latest national job numbers. Let's start bringing it home to Wisconsin, Menzie. One thing that stood out, a decline, not a huge decline, but a decline in these numbers when it came to the manufacturing sector. We're hearing in the news today, Caterpillar blaming some poor performance on tariffs for their sales. Wisconsin, manufacturing is a big part of our economy here, proportionally compared to many other states. When you look at manufacturing job numbers and these reports, what do you wonder about? What do you look at in Wisconsin?
What I wonder about is, you know, why it took so long for it to show up. I mean, you know, all you have to do is go back to the last trade war under President Trump. You know, in 2018, what did he do? He imposed a series of relatively smaller tariffs, on particularly on China. And then there was retaliation. And it's exactly right. Wisconsin is exactly a manufacturing heavy, relatively speaking, even if we don't, you know, make a lot of steel or aluminum ourselves. We're manufacturing intensive and we're export dependent. You might say, well, gee, it's imports we're putting taxes on, you know, tariffs are taxes. But remember, you know, anything we export these days depends upon imports. And so what has the president done? He's essentially unprotected parts of the industrial sector, manufacturing sector, because what he's done is he's increased the costs of the inputs. So I'm not surprised at all that manufacturing employment has decreased. I think when the numbers come out for the state specifically, you know, the corresponding July numbers that will probably have a decrease in manufacturing employment as well registered for the state. If not, I'll be surprised. But even if it's an increase, I think there'll be a continuing trend towards decrease in manufacturing. So for Wisconsin, as was well known when the, you know, President Trump, before he was even president again, threatened tariffs, it was clear that Wisconsin, along with many Midwestern states, was going to be particularly exposed to this trade war. And, you know, we're just seeing it. I mean, it's also an outcome of the fact that uncertainty is heightened. You know, even if the tariffs aren't all in place, you know, they aren't all in place because they're still being negotiated, even though we passed several deadlines. Uncertainty about what's going to happen in the future stops investment, stops hiring, you know, that might otherwise have taken place. And so once again, even if we didn't have any more tariffs, the uncertainty that has propagated through the system is going to depress, you know, manufacturing activity.
I want to run a hypothesis, I guess, by you that I've seen. I'm not clever enough to come up with things like this by myself, but an idea that amid this uncertainty, businesses are not excited to hire lots of people right now. They're also holding off on laying off lots of people right now. They don't want to make big moves as they try to suss out what's going on, especially with tariffs. Do you think that's part of what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, if you have to decide upon whether you want to build a new factory or buy new equipment that's going to be used to service exports, but you don't know whether the markets for those exports will be there, or you don't know if you'll be cost competitive because the prices of the things that you use that you import from abroad are going to go up, but you still don't know exactly how much because you still don't know what tariffs the president has negotiated. And you don't even know if those tariffs will stay in place because that's all proceeding through the courts, whether those tariffs are legal, these so-called reciprocal tariffs. You're going to hold off on both the equipment purchases and, well, hiring. Now, you're right. Uncertainty says, well, I might want to hold on to my workers, given how hard it was to hire them in the recovery from the last recession. You're frozen on both sides. Once the uncertainty is resolved, you may see any of the two things happen. You could see hiring increase, but you could see firings increase.
In just our last half a minute, Menzi, what piece of economic data are you watching for next, especially when it comes to things that affect Wisconsin?
Well, you'd want to see what industrial production is doing, manufacturing production. Those are numbers that are going to come out in about a week and a half. Those are the immediate numbers. You'll want to know CPI numbers when they come out for July, that is inflation, because the Fed is out there and the Fed has a mandate to keep price stability. And so people might cry when the Fed keeps the interest rates up because inflation is higher than it was before, and it looks like it's going to go higher. But, you know, people have been complaining about, you know, prices are just going up on and on and on, and despite President Trump's promises. Well, the Fed's job is to stabilize prices, and that's going to entail interest rates higher than they otherwise would be.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Menzi Chin, economist at UW-Madison.